This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Those of you looking to get into the American housing market, take one step forward. Those of you thinking you're going to be able to do it soon because surely the crazy rise in home prices we've been seeing is going to calm down, not so fast. The benchmark S&P Case-Shiller Index, which tracks home price changes in major metropolitan areas, came in this morning up almost 19% in June compared to a year ago, the biggest annual jump in home prices since Case and Shiller invented their eponymous index, 1987, in case you're curious. And I know what you're thinking right now. How is this not a bubble? Does nobody remember 2006 when housing melted down and took the economy along with it? Well, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports that this is not that.
Tell me if this sounds familiar.
Literally within moments of somebody putting a house on the market, they were getting offers like this, and it was sold within like an hour.
Kama Burton is a real estate broker in California's Inland Empire, east of L.A. What she just described wasn't yesterday. It was 2005, and within just 3 years,
homes were abandoned. Grass is dead. Windows are broken. People are squatting.
Burton says housing bubble PTSD is widespread in the exurbs of Los Angeles that were hammered by foreclosures. Prices in the region are up 26% since last year. But she keeps telling buyers, hey, look, you're the reason we're not going to crash again.
Their jobs are still stable and people are doing what they can afford.
The term subprime mortgage is mostly a relic of the late aughts, you know, like Tumblr or good Kanye West albums. Jessica Louts with the National Association of Realtors says millennials with good credit scores are what's driving the market now.
They remember watching their parents, watching family friends go through the boom and the bust.
Zillow economist Chris Glenn says too much demand and not enough supply means the housing market can't tumble overnight. But the double-digit price hikes won't last forever.
We're seeing signs that the market is beginning to cool just a little bit. And by cool, I mean house price growth is slowing, not that prices are going to decline.
Take away record low mortgage rates and flexible work-from-home policies, and you might even see a housing market correction somewhere on the horizon. Maybe not a crash, but a soft landing. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.